Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Alan Levy Show at blogtalkradio.com. Be prepared to call in now and chat with Alan and his very special guest right here at blogtalkradio.com. With no more further ado, please welcome your host, Mr. Alan Levy.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's a pleasure to be with you this afternoon in this beautiful October day. Maybe we should talk to Ed about global warming, since it's been going on. The debate has been going on with Mr. Gore quite extensively, winning the Nobel Prize. So as I think of that as I look outside the window of my office and knowing that it's about 80 degrees at the end of October. So we won't put him on the spot just yet about that, but maybe it'll come up in our conversation. So welcome to the Alan Levy Show. It's a pleasure to be here, as I said. I am the co-founder and CEO of Blog Talk Radio, the guy who created this crazy thing, and having lots of fun with it. It's been very, very exciting. I also do a show on Blog Talk Radio, although I didn't title this one that. It's called Ask the Janitor. Ask the Janitor is a term someone actually said, "Are you the janitor?" I said, "Yes, of course." I'll close the lights, sweep up, make sure everyone goes to sleep properly, and the offices are closed. So thank you for that nice title. Anyway, we have a show today I wanted to do dedicated to politics and where Blog Talk Radio is in terms of the political dialogue and discussion. It's been an important part of Blog Talk Radio since the onset, and now that we have Adam Lambert, who's focusing on heading left for us, and he'll be calling later on, I think, Clammy New York City. I don't know if that's his persona, but Adam Lambert will be calling in, and he's been really a terrific positive influence on what's going on here at Blog Talk Radio. And Ed Morrissey will be calling in to our show. Ed is quite a famous figure nowadays. We're going to talk about what's happening with Ed. He recently won an award. He's had John McCain was on a show last week. He's got quite a busy agenda, Ed Morrissey, so we're very excited about what's happening in Ed's life and Blog Talk Radio in terms of politics. So we welcome your calls later on when Ed's on, and for me, and of course you can call into my show by dialing the number of 347-677-0649, and that's 347-677-0649. Of course, the chat is open, and anyone who would like to come in, I'm in the chat room, and I see that Hillary's in, because I know that's Hillary with Call Your Nana. That's one of her shows on Blog Talk Radio. And Political Vindication, which is nice to see you. If I'm not mistaken, that's Jason, seeing your many blog posts that you frequently make with regards to your show, but not sure. So if you feel like calling in, please do. Before we get into, before we bring it on, I wanted to talk a little about what's happening here at Blog Talk Radio. It's really an amazing thing what's happened. And, you know, we launched the company a year ago, and those that have been around know the story, but I feel it's important just to briefly touch on it because there's so many new people involved in Blog Talk Radio. You know, now that we have the new site up, we've been getting thousands and thousands of registered users. People doing shows, people listening to shows, people chatting. It's been really exciting. And we launched a company a year ago with no hosts, with first pass website, which was okay, and it achieved its objective of, you know, introducing people to this technology and trying it out and building the platform. And in 1 year, I just looked into this today, we have produced 35,000 episodes, which is pretty incredible if you think about it, to go from where we were at nothing to 35,000 purely organically. I mean, people just coming on, doing shows, and they come back, and the experience has been positive. And, you know, so I'm very excited by that. I'm very excited about the terrific content that we have on the network every week and every day. And I want to give kudos to Hillary, our features editor, for doing a great job. And I know that there's a lot of people sending requests into her about getting featured on our homepage, and Hillary can We can take your inquiries. If you send a note to hostpr@blogtalkradio.com, we will take a look at it, and maybe you can get your face up in the limelight, in the headlines, in the headlights, whatever you call it. What did I say? The headlights, I don't know. Anyway, this month, in fact, we are going to, it looks like we'll do around 5,500 to 6,000 episodes or segments just in this month alone. So I think we're in the early stages of something very exciting, and it's really a privilege and an honor to be a part of this company. Very, very, very excited by it. Just to touch on another thing before Ed calls in, we're doing something very exciting today, and John Havens is broadcasting live now from Startup Camp, which is for Sun Microsystems. If you look at our homepage, you'll see that Sun Microsystems is prominently displayed in one of the four boxes on our homepage. Just so you know, that the homepage, we're going through further tweaking and redesign of that. And there's going to be an opportunity for those images to scroll, and we're going to be showing many more images on the homepage. But for now, we have the four boxes up, and we put, you know, our best content and most engaging content up there. So right now, today, you'll see that Sun Microsystems is up there, and there's a link to their website. I encourage everyone to check it out and startupcamp.com. It's a Sun Microsystems platform. They are doing a show today in New York City that John has been doing interviews. And we've been doing a number of these conferences in the last month or so. John Havens, who's our VP Business Development, has been doing most of them. Lisa Padilla, who's our VP Marketing, she was out at the Web 2.0 conference last week in San Francisco, and she was reporting live from there. So that was, it's a great opportunity for us to introduce people to our technology, but more importantly, it's a great opportunity to meet some really interesting people. You know, I was at the Network Summit, Journalism Summit, NJS, with John 2 weeks ago. And if you'd like, it's Jeff Jarvis's conference. If you'd like to find out who he interviewed and listen to some of the shows, you could find that at blogtalkradio.com/NJS. That's blogtalkradio.com/NJS. We met some incredible people. We met Ed Sussman, the president of, or the executive editor of Inc. magazine and Fast Company. We interviewed him on a show, and that was just a fascinating conversation with him, and it was quite enjoyable. And we met a senior executive from MSNBC and NBCNews.com. We met a top guy from Reuters. Reuters there. We met a top guy from Netscape. So, you know, it's a great opportunity, as I said, to meet some interesting people, and I look forward to doing more of these things. And I think that, you know, we're starting to see this occurring out in Vegas. So, you know, if you watch out for these things, watch out. And I encourage you to do them yourselves. I mean, those of you that are hosts, and you see an opportunity to do a broadcast, to broadcast a live event, most instances, the people coordinating the conference will be more than happy to provide, for you to provide some exposure and publicity to the event. I think that's what people are very much interested in, and so on. So I encourage each of you to look into it. If you like, you can call or email Amy Domestico at blogtalkradio.com, and she can help out with you with technical requirements you may have. But it's an interesting way to utilize the technology and to give it out a shot in the field. Because one of the things that's important here to note is with Blog Talk Radio, you have the ability to do remote calling capability. You know, most people do shows from their home using a landline, a Verizon landline. In fact, this call that I'm doing right now is on a Verizon landline. So let's see this. I have Ed on the line now. Let's bring him in and talk. Ed, how are you?
I'm doing good, Alan. How about yourself?
Very good. And welcome to my show on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure being on your show.
There are few and far between. I miss doing my show. I you know, one of the reasons I started the company. I love talk radio, obviously. I mean, you'd have to have a passion for it if you're creating a company like this.
Exactly.
And I've really been enjoying the conversation, so I've been so busy, and I have to get back into routine. And how's your show going? So you first of all, how's life?
Well, life is great. I love working for Blog Talk Radio. It's good being on the ground floor of something this extensive. I mean, I think we're really going to have one heck of a reach in the next 3 or 4 years. I think this is going to be as big as blogging is, and I think it's already getting there. You have people who are taking our broadcast, our podcast, and going viral with them. You see reports of the interviews that we do show up in the mainstream media. I mean, it's really amazing.
Yeah, I have to congratulate you on a lot of the things have been going on on the political side here, particularly with the Republican, the conservative side of the aisle. You've done a great job with that, and you're starting to, you know, I think we're starting to become a one of the media outlets that you know, candidates and others are looking towards to spread a message. Is that right?
Oh, that's absolutely correct. We have a show coming up on my show today at 2 o'clock Central Time, 3 o'clock Eastern Time, where we're going to be reviewing the debate from last night. And I had two different campaigns write me this morning asking me if they can get their people on, not the candidates, but members of their of the campaign advisors, to come on the show and talk about how their candidates won last night's debate. And I mean, that's just amazing that people would want to do that. So we've got at least two campaigns that are going to be on today, and
hopefully
we're going to get three or four more.
Which campaigns will be on?
Rudy's campaign is going to be on. Fred's campaign is going to be on. We're reasonably sure that Romney's campaign is going to do something, and we're hoping for Well, who do we have left? We have Thompson, McCain, possibly McCain. We have Thompson, McCain, Fred, and Rudy. So we may have four.
That sounds excellent. I mean, you could really have a debate with those guys.
Well, we're going to take them on one at a time. So
right,
we're not,
that's better.
Because you know, it's one thing to have a spin cycle, Alan, but it's another thing to have it spinning in several different directions at once. I think I'd get dizzy with that.
Right. No question. So speaking of which, where do you see the campaign right now? I mean, what's your sense?
Well, you know, I see the Republican campaign as actually doing. I think that they're doing it right. I think the primary is about trying to find which candidate represents the broadest number of voters in the party, and this is, you know, by far and away the most wide open primary race that the Republicans have had. Republicans have this little habit of lining up behind the guy whose turn it is. That's what happened with Bob Dole in 96. And that's, to some extent, what happened with George Bush in 2000. And actually, it was probably more perceived that it was John McCain's turn in 2000, but George Bush kind of came out of the Texas governorship and took over the race. And governors usually get better support than senators do in both parties, and that's the reason why Bush wound up winning that campaign.
And why is that, by the way? What, in your opinion, why is that?
Because I think in both parties, voters respond better to executives for executive office than they do with legislators for executive office.
Well, it's interesting because Hillary, the big discussion last night was with Mitt Romney talking about, and I've heard this now, she hasn't had a job, she hasn't run an office, she hasn't run anything. What makes her, you know, she can't try to be an executive in the office.
Well, this is a criticism that Mitt Romney made this criticism against Hillary Clinton, but of course the subtext of that is he's running against people who you could make that same description of in the Republican primary. You know, you could make the same description of Fred Thompson, for instance. He has never run a company himself. He's been a senator, he's been a member of a law firm. The same as Hillary Clinton was. Well, she was a member of the Rose Law Firm while her husband was Attorney General and Governor in Arkansas. You can make the same statement about McCain. And McCain was careful yesterday to respond to that, and he said, you know, I didn't run a business for profit. I led men in the military for patriotism, which is a pretty nice little rejoinder to the subtext of what Mitt Romney was trying to get at yesterday. But it is true that in both parties, the executives, the people who've had executive office, do better in terms of running for president. There's been very few people, very few presidents who were elected out of Congress. I think the last one was John Kennedy, and I couldn't tell you who the one previous to that was. There's only been three or four.
Right. Interesting. And so who do you think's got the lead here now in your view? I mean, do you talk openly about that and what your view is of the race for the Republican side? Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think right now Rudy Giuliani has the lead and the momentum. You know, and there's still at least 2.5 months before we're going to get to the first caucus here. And he is not really competing very well in Iowa, so it's a possibility that Romney could kind of sneak one out in Iowa and gain enough momentum. But I think it's pretty open. I think that there's a large number of Republican voters who just simply, like myself, haven't really made up their mind about which candidate that they would support.
You know, it's interesting. Thompson, there was so much talk about him coming in before, of course. You know, now that he's in, you don't really hear much about him. I mean, is he just not active? Is he too old? I mean, I don't know. What is it? I mean,
he's a Southern guy. You know, he's one of these laconic sort of Southern gentlemen who just like to mull things over, and he has a certain style about him that really goes with that stereotype. You know, he isn't going to jump up and down on couches and talk, you know, profess his love for his, girlfriend, like Tom Cruise might, or, you know, he's not the same kind of guy that Rudy Giuliani is. He's a Southern guy. And these Southern politicians down there tend to be people who are more reserved, tend to be people who are, you know, more laid back, more thoughtful about what they're talking about. And you can see that in his delivery, and whether or not voters are going to respond to that is anybody's guess. But I mean, I think he's being who he is. I don't think it's that he's old. I think it's just that's Fred Thompson. He's just that kind of person, and we'll have to see how it plays out for him on the campaign trail.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk a little about what's going on in the political category here at Blog Talk Radio. Lots of interesting things happening. Why don't you go through some of them, and we'll talk about them.
Well, first off, we have a new partnership with Pajamas Media, and we are going to be bringing on a number of Pajamas Media bloggers as talk show hosts at Blog Talk Radio. And they have an agreement with XM Radio, and some of our material is going to be on XM Radio after it's recorded and broadcast live here at BTR. I think that's a really exciting development for a couple of different reasons. First off, Pajamas Media has tried to position itself as sort of an alternative wire service type of media, more along the lines of opinion journalism, but also in terms of real newsmaking. And they're using their network of bloggers to aggregate information so that they can be relied on in terms of providing news, actual news, to readers around the world, and they're going to bring that sort of philosophy, that sort of approach, to Blog Talk Radio, and we're going to be one of the ways in which that information gets out to everybody.
Now, have they been doing podcasting previously to this? And
yes, they have.
Who are the major bloggers there that will be? Do you think that'll be coming on the Blog Talk Radio network?
Well, we already have a couple. We have Rick Moran of Right Wing Nuthouse, who is a Blog Talk Radio host and is also a member of Pajamas Media. We've got Fausta Wirtz from faustasblog.com, who's also a Blog Talk Radio show host. And those two people are going to be helping us bring the Pajamas Media channel live, because they're already in. They know what live radio streaming is all about. And so we're going to hope to pull in people like Ed Driscoll, Roger Simon, Glenn Reynolds, perhaps. Glenn does his own podcasting. He actually built a studio in his house to do his podcasting, but it's not live. You know, he does an interview and he airs it later on. We're hoping to get him to dip his toes into the live streaming, you know, with phone calls and everything else, and see how that goes. So there's plenty of people in Pajamas Media. You've got Michael Ledeen, Richard Miniter. These are people who are syndicated columnists who can be dipping their toes into this as well. So
Yeah, it's great. And they also have a number of bloggers, we'll say anything blog, Rob Ford up in North Dakota near you, right?
Yep, that's right.
He does a show on Blog Talk Radio. And there's also another one, the Mets blog is actually a pajamas media blogger. You know, I don't think they have many blogs that are outside of politics, but this is one of them that they have, and Mets blog has done a great show on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes. And of course, that's near and dear to your heart, right?
Right, of course. As a Mets fan,
I think you're a regular downloader of that podcast, right?
Well, I came with the idea of doing the Mets in-game podcast when the Mets were in the last week of the season where, you know, first of all, Matthew has an incredible blog. I don't know if you've ever been on there, but at one point he had 750 comments to a thread that he was writing.
Isn't that amazing?
750. So I came up with the idea of doing an in-game live podcast, broadcast, where Matt and his blogger buddies would sit around in the living room and just talk about the game as it was going on. They weren't doing play-by-play. They were just kind of following along, and then people were calling in from Philly, covering the Nationals' Philly score or San Francisco or whatnot. And he got 1,000 live listeners to that one live broadcast, which was really interesting. So I love trying out different things. And, yes, I am a Met fan, but I have adopted the Boston Red Sox because I just cannot tolerate the Yankees. I'm sorry.
That's that whole intercity rivalry thing. You see, I don't think there's any other place in the nation where you see that. Because I grew up in Los Angeles, you know, the Los Angeles area, the greater Los Angeles area, and I was both a Dodger fan and an Angels fan. You didn't have this thing develop where you had to be one or the other. You couldn't, you know, you couldn't possibly like both teams. I don't think there's any other place in baseballdom where you see that sort of division. Is that just really a New York sort of thing?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you look up in Boston, you know, there isn't another team up there. So,
right.
You know, the only other area that you would have this, well, first of all, in Chicago, you know, you're either a White Sox fan or you're a Cubs fan. I think that there is a place where you've got these two separate groups, you know, and you're a Cubs fan throughout generations or you're a White Sox fan throughout generations. I think very few follow, you know, enjoy both teams. But I'm not,
right.
I don't know. Certainly you're right. In New York, you're either a Mets fan or a Yankee fan. And if you're a Mets fan, you're most likely a Red Sox fan.
Well, that makes sense because you're always rooting against the Yankees.
Exactly.
And that's the big enemy. So you are rooting for the Red Sox. They got an uphill climb in this World Series. I mean, the Rockies haven't lost a game, I don't think, in October.
Yeah, that's a remarkable streak, isn't it? It's fascinating.
I've never seen it. I've never seen that in baseball.
Yeah,
I've seen it in basketball.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's amazing. It's so much of that's on the road. I mean, they're 7-0 in the postseason. So, again, if anyone would like to call, I know Adam's calling in at 1:45. We're going to talk about heading left. I want to talk about that. If anyone would like to call in, it's 347-677-0649. Let's talk a little about the NRCC, and you've been having some of them on as guests. Is that correct?
I have. The NRCC is
What does it stand for again?
It's the National Republican Congressional Committee, and what they do is they help get Republicans elected to the House. And there's a companion one that's the NRSC. I've actually been talking with both organizations, and we're coming close to being able to make an announcement on at least one of them, and possibly both of them. But the idea here is that for political organizations like the NRCC and the NRSC, and also campaigns, you know, the actual individual campaigns or even office holders, even after they've been elected, there's really no better way to keep in touch with your constituents than using Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, there's so many different ways that we can set this up. We can embed it into their site. We can have, you know, special channels on our site to drive traffic. And all of these things have tremendous benefits for whatever organization signs up. And so I've been working with both of those organizations and a couple of campaigns. And, you know, we're working our way towards getting them to stage this and to give it a shot and show them exactly how powerful this tool can be. I mean, it's not just – certainly it's great for people who want to have – you know, to have their own show about whatever passion they have, and we see all sorts of different shows. In fact, Alan, one of the coolest things that it hasn't even had to do with politics. I've had a chance to chat with a model.
Oh.
And let me tell you something.
The petite model?
What's that?
The petite
model. Yeah, Isabella J. I had a chance to, I've been exchanging emails with her. I haven't had a chance to have conversations with models in the past, Alan. I don't know if you've seen my picture.
Well, I've seen your office, and I tell you, I don't
know. Oh, my gosh.
You got to clean it.
Yeah, I know. You saw that I put up a, you saw I put up a background, right?
No, I didn't. I just
I put up a background behind my head so people can't see my office when I'm on when I'm on video. You have to check it out. It's a nice beach
yeah,
scene.
But, you know, you're a star now, Ed. So, you know, she's yes, she is a model. She's a petite model, and I think she was actually talking about a nude. She I think her show, her next show was had to be a nude petite model, nude or clothed petite model.
Yes, I think she was talking about nudity in her last show. That was
right.
One of the topics. But I'm going to try to get her on my show just as a change of pace, you know, maybe for a nice 15-minute segment so we can promote her show and also just to show that there's all sorts of different things that you can do here at Blog Talk Radio.
Right.
And well, you can all sorts of people you can talk to.
Yeah, it's incredible. So what happened with her is that John Havens, who's a VP Biz Dev, who's at Sun Microsystems today streaming live from a Sun Microsystems event.
That's right.
Which is very exciting.
Very exciting.
He met. He was speaking at a some location, or he met her. Or she was in the audience, and she wrote a blog post saying, "I had, you know, this is one of the coolest things. I heard somebody talk about Blog Talk Radio and the ability you can have your own talk show and it's archived and it can sit on my blog." And so I sent an email to her and we reached out to her, and sure enough, she said yes. She did a couple of test shows and she's been on the network and. She's got quite a nice little following.
Well, I would imagine so. I mean,
yeah.
I think that,
I mean,
again,
City,
this is...
She's a great New York City blogger, model, you know, the ups and downs of that industry, which is brutal, I mean, as you can imagine.
Well, she was homeless, and she wrote a book about it. I mean,
right.
She wrote the entire book at a, was it a Starbucks?
Yeah, it's an amazing story.
It really is.
Yeah.
And,
so you've been in touch with her. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. So, don't tell my wife. But yeah, it's been. Yeah.
That's fine. Well, maybe you'll develop a group. You know the groupies they have, and so on. So maybe you'll have your own groupies.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I'll tell people that I got models as groupies, and somehow I have a feeling, Ellen, that nobody's really going to believe that. But at least I can say it. I've got one.
Speaking of,
she is actually a listener of the show, and that's how the new social networking tools is how I actually met her.
Right.
Met her in quotation marks, because
sure.
Obviously we haven't met in person, but
right.
That's how I actually got to know who she was. It was because of the social networking. She asked me to be on her friends list. And so I said, oh, that's interesting. I wonder who this is. Went over, took a look, listened to one or two of the podcasts, and found it really interesting, fascinating. She is getting better with every single podcast.
Right. Yeah, it takes time. You need time to develop a cadence and an approach and so on. So I'm glad that you... I listened to her show, and I think she's been doing a great job. Now, you have had Laura Ingraham on your show, right?
I have.
And how,
I've had
how
Laura
did that,
Ingraham.
How did that go?
You know, I have to tell you, that was one of the most nerve-wracking interviews I did, not because I think that Laura Ingraham is such a tough person to deal with, but because when you're interviewing another radio host... especially one who's had as much professional success as Laura Ingraham has, you really want to feel like you're on your toes when you're talking to that person. You don't want this person to think, oh, my gosh, what a bush leaguer I'm dealing with. You want it to be professional. You want it to be clear. You want it to, you know, you want to hit your marks. And it was really actually very nice. She was very, very considerate during the interview. She had a lot of nice things to say about my blog and my show, and it was really very, very nice. It was a lot less nerve-wracking than it needed to be, I think, but it was definitely a big boost for me. I mean, I thought that was fantastic having her on the show, and you know, we're hoping to get a couple other radio personalities. We had Hugh Hewitt on the show. He called in for my blog anniversary show, and we talked with him for a little bit, and every Friday we have Hugh Hewitt's producer, Dwayne Patterson, does the weekend review, and it's actually become sort of an appointment event for some people. We've heard from at least one senator's office that they make sure that they have that on every single Friday.
Really?
Yes, and we were very surprised to hear that. Dwayne was actually the one who found this out. They actually called him up about getting something else on Hugh's show, and he says, and they said, by the way, you're going to be on Ed's show on Friday, right? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, oh, good, because, you know, we always make sure we want to listen to that show because it's so much fun.
Huh, that's great.
And Dwayne passed that along to me. I was like, wow, that is amazing.
That's very good. Now, I know that Steve Forbes was also on your show.
Steve Forbes, another, you know, another one of those interviews where you go, wow, I can't believe I'm talking with this guy. And was the nicest man. Just absolutely very gracious. And we were talking about Rudy Giuliani. We were speaking with about his campaign. And, you know, I branched out into a couple of things on economics, and, you know, he just rolled right with me. He spent, I think it was 20 minutes on the show. And it was a fascinating interview. The man is just absolutely fascinating.
Well, I enjoyed your last show with John McCain, and I got a kick out of it. I was listening to the John McCain interview, and you've had him on your show now a few times.
Yes.
And he, you know, towards the end of the show, you were saying, well, you know, Senator McCain, we're you know, I know you're busy. No, Ed, I have time for another question or two.
He's in, you know, I have not made up my mind who I want to support for the Republican nomination, but I will tell you this, John McCain is a gracious class act, and every time I've had him on the show, he's done that with me. And we probably have to give the listeners a little bit of background on this. When we get people like Senator McCain or Steve Forbes or any of these people, they come to us through staffers, and the staffers are very protective of the person's schedule, and they will say, you have X number of minutes with this person, please do not, you know, push past that because he's got something else he's got to do. And so you get to a certain point in the interview and you go, okay, well, you know, I know I'm cutting it close, and you will start getting emails from the staffers. You've got 2 minutes left. You've got 1 minute left. Get off the air, sort of thing from the staffers. I mean, this is popping up on your computer while you're trying to have this conversation with them. Now, McCain's staff hasn't done that, but, you know, you do want to respect the fact that they've given you, you know, 30 minutes. And at 30 minutes, you really should be moving on and getting that person onto the next thing on the schedule. So with John McCain, whenever you do that, he always says, I got time for another one. Give me another one. And he's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, we have tried, and, you know, you and I have had lots of conversations about John McCain.
Yes.
Coming on here and, you know, using this platform.
We're still working on that. You know, the thing about John McCain's campaign is that it's gone through a whole lot of changes, and it's just been difficult to get them pinned down on doing anything. And we're still working on that, Alan. That's not a goner yet. We're still trying to get them on that. I'm hoping to get a conversation with these guys tomorrow. We're trying to work on a conference call tomorrow.
Right. No, again, I think it's an opportunity for any of these candidates to get in touch with people and talk to them.
Absolutely.
You know,
town hall forums. You can do town hall forums. You can do all of your,
right.
You know, you can do your conference calls. You know, a lot of these campaigns like to have blogger conference calls. Well, you can do it through Blog Talk Radio. It's automatically podcasted, right?
Yeah, no question.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great tool.
Yeah, it achieves that objective. And when Adam comes on, I'm going to talk to him, and he's the focal point right now for us for Heading Left. And Heading Left is a complement to Heading Right. And Adam is a second page columnist or editor for Daily Kos. And he's starting to ramp up here. I'm really looking forward to getting organized for the upcoming campaign season. I mean, of course, it's been the longest campaign in history of campaigns.
No kidding.
You know, but now it's starting to move, and we're going to have to really focus on it, because I think Blog Talk Radio, first of all, it should be part of the conversation, and we've done some things like with Air Congress, and maybe you can talk a little about that.
Right. You know, one of the things that we've been trying to do is we've been trying to reach out to people to get them to partner with us. Where it makes sense for both parties, which in this case with Air Congress, it makes plenty of sense. There are political bloggers on Blog Talk Radio who routinely speak with congressmen, with senators, or with their senior staffers about issues in policy and legislation. And what Air Congress does is Air Congress is supposed to be highlighting all of those types of issues. They want to be the website where you can go to see all the different issues that are in play in Congress. So it makes perfect sense for us to partner with Danny Glover over at aircongress.com in order to host content over there and direct traffic to there and back to here. It's a perfect partnership opportunity. And so Danny Glover and I got that set up for not just for, you know, the conservative blogs and conservative candidates, but also for the other side of the political aisle as well. And I know that Adam's been working on trying to get information collated up for Danny.
Right. So he's been a journalist in the past, Danny?
Oh, Danny works for Danny works right now for the National Journal. So he's definitely a journalist. I mean, he's been a he has been a journalist for many years. He was at Congressional Quarterly. He went to National Journal. He's still at National Journal, and he's working on different things for National Journal. And the Air Congress website is more Danny's own effort.
Right.
So
let me ask you a question now. So, along the lines of the journalist and the blogger, and there was a lot of discussion about this at the Network Journalism Summit in New York City last week. You're a blogger. You also have your own radio show.
Yes.
You have interviewed the top candidates and, you know, political personalities or individuals in the country. You know, how do you compare what you do and what a journalist does? Or do you see the conflict? Is there a conflict? Do you see that? I mean, what's your view on this whole debate between blogger and journalist?
Well, I think it just depends on what. Being a journalist is more a function than an identity, I think. I mean, there are times when I act as a journalist. You know, for instance, when I'm having an interview with John McCain, and he comes and he tells me during that interview that Richard Sanchez never told him. Never objected to the American policy in Iraq while he was, while he was the number two guy there working under Abizade, I believe is who Sanchez reported to at the time. And John McCain had several conversations with Sanchez when Sanchez was stationed there as a general. And of course, you know that a couple of weeks ago, Richard Sanchez came out and said that the whole thing, you know, had been a debacle up until the time he left because they had the wrong strategy, they didn't have enough troops, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I had John McCain on my show last Monday, and I asked him, I said, what did you think about what, you know, General Richard Sanchez had to say? Because it paralleled what John McCain had been saying up till the time that they implemented the surge strategy. And John McCain said, you know, I wish he had said it when I was talking to him, because I needed some allies to go back to Congress and say, look, we need to change strategy. And he never said a word to us. So that got put, you know, that got was one of the quotes that came out of that interview, got into the mainstream press. I mean, that was a quote that was at USA Today, at The Observer, and in several newspapers and websites that John McCain had said, hey, you know, Sanchez never said a word to me. That, to me, is a journalistic function. I was serving a journalistic function. Most of the time, I would call myself an opinion journalist.
Yeah.
But that was real news.
Yeah.
And apparently nobody had thought to ask John McCain that question in the few days that had come out between when Sanchez made that speech and when I had him on my show.
Right. That was interesting. No, I think there's a blur. I mean, the lines are very narrow. You know, I think obviously citizen journalism, it's a new day in this area, so we're excited to be part of it. There's no doubt. I mean, what now that you've been doing this for a while? I mean, what do you find most appealing by it? I mean, you've been traveling, you've been meeting lots of different people. What is it that to you is that you're enjoying the most?
The part that I'm enjoying the most is probably meeting people, you know, going out to the shows like we did at the conference, the Conservative Leadership Conference last week, going out, meeting people, talking to people about Blog Talk Radio, talking to people about the opportunities that you can have through BTR. I think that's always, you know, it's always the relationships that make things fun. You know, people that I meet, people that are online right now, in fact, you know, we have the Blog Talk Radio web chat, which is something I'm always involved in, and I'm here on your show. But I've got the web chat open for my show, which is going to start in about 22 minutes. And one of my listeners is listening to your show, but in my web chat, and he is remarking, by the way, that he thinks that you're going to need a replacement host after my wife finds out about Isabella Jade and takes a skillet to my head. That's a comment he just wrote into the web chat.
Right.
So if for some reason I come up brain damaged, Alan, I think Jazz in New York is a guy who wants my job.
Well, that's very funny.
But I mean, this is exactly what it is.
My wife has already taken my head, so I have to say, she wonders. You know, when I first launched this company, course, we had no host and we had no content. We opened the door and said, okay, everybody, come on in, and, you know, which was laden with mines. It was like a minefield over here. And the mines are less and less, but there are occasionally, there's a little mine that pops up and we deal with it. But at that time, it was, you know, it was what, the Baghdad Road, you know, the road from the airport to the rough road. It was a rough road. And my kids, and I would be doing shows every night. I would do a show, and I just wanted to fill up content just to get, when people come to the site, they see something. So, you know, my kids would walk in and say, Dad, who are you talking to? Because I have my headset on. I said, oh, nobody. Which is true.
But you know what? When you're a radio show host, and this is true with terrestrial radio too, Alan, because I do both, unless you get phone calls in, sometimes you feel like you're not talking to anybody. You're talking to your wife, you know, who's the only person who's got you tuned in or something like that. But the nice thing about web chat is you get instant feedback. And you know people are listening to what you have to say because they're in there responding to you. And so it just makes the experience all that much better having the web chat there.
Yeah. Well, you know, with some shows, they're just enormous numbers. I mean, the Fly Lady, as you know, Marla has a show on Blog Talk Radio Thursdays at 2 p.m. She typically gets over 1,000 live listeners. She's getting thousands of downloads and so on. She does her chat, and she'll have more than 100 people on the chat. So... at once, so it is definitely an interesting way to communicate, and it's an opportunity. So, you know, some people don't want to call in; they pose a question or a comment, and you as the host can read that. So we're very happy that we're able to incorporate that into this tool. So,
It is really amazing. It's a great tool,
right.
and it works terrifically. And we have, tomorrow we're going to have a great guest on our show. We're going to have Dinesh D'Souza, who just wrote a book answering some of the atheists' arguments. And so it's going to be controversial. It's going to be an interesting hour having him explain some of his views. And, you know, he's a well-known writer, and he's actually going to be doing a debate tonight with Christopher Hitchens. So we'll talk to him about that tomorrow, too.
Okay. And then so on the New York Times, that's now profiled on our homepage, is that right?
The New York Times?
No, the writer from the Times.
You mean Dinesh D'Souza?
Yes.
Yeah, Dinesh D'Souza, yeah, he'll be on tomorrow. It was on our homepage. It was originally supposed to be today, but he had to change his schedule because of his debate with Christopher Hitchens, so we're going to have him tomorrow for the full hour.
And you had Matt, and you had Matt Bye on, is that correct?
I had Matt Bye on, yes. And that was really a great interview. Matt Bye was really a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And he wrote the book on...
Who's Matt Bye?
Matt Bye is an author. He's also a writer for the New York Times Magazine, I believe it is. And he's also an author, and he was writing a book about bloggers and their influence on the Democratic Party, the other side of the aisle. I actually challenged him to write one about the Republicans, and I don't think he was quite as interested in that. But, you know, the tie-in between bloggers and big money and the Democratic Party.
Right. Well, he's very close to Jerome Armstrong and Marcos.
Yes.
And there's a lot of, I mean, I was out at the Early Coast, and that's some impressive group of people. I mean, I know there's a lot of, they're very, what's the proper word? I don't know. A lot of people have very bad things to say about them. Controversial, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yes.
They're very controversial. But they seem to be quite well organized, I can say that.
Well, and, you know, that's part of what the whole contrast is with the right side of the blogosphere, is that we tend not to be very organized. We tend not to be organizers. You know, we tend to be people who are more independent commentators than we are organizers. There's some exceptions to that, and certainly there are people who are trying to be organizers. But I don't think they've quite got there yet, and certainly nowhere near to the scale that you see with Jerome Armstrong or Marcus Melitzis or Chris Bowers of MyDD. Also, Chris Bowers being a Blog Talk Radio host, and I think Jerome Armstrong too.
Luckily,
right?
Chris Bowers is no longer with MyDD.
You're right. I apologize. Jerome Armstrong is with us though, still, right?
Well, no, actually, Jerome owns MyDD, but Adam Connor. And Jonathan Singer are the two lead guys at MyDD.
Oh,
and they do a show on Sunday nights. They do a show MyDD.com and
Blog
Talk Radio.
Just came back, right?
Right, just came back. Yeah, it's a great show. And I'm, you know, again, my objective here was always to have balance in this network. I wanted to have. I'm so tired of polarizing view on whether it's in the newspaper, or it's on TV, it's Fox on the Republican side, CNN on the progressive side, liberal side. It's annoying. People are just aren't. They don't like it. I mean, the public does not enjoy it. I mean, do you get a sense of that too, in terms of this polarization, or do you think people are just either happy on one side or the other?
Well, you know, I guess in a market way of looking at this, polarization was so unpopular, it wouldn't happen. So obviously, some people are really interested in the whole polarization thing. I'm not terribly. You know, I believe that you should be able to argue your position. You should argue with facts. You should argue it with philosophy. But you shouldn't really argue it with name-calling, because it really doesn't get you anywhere. And that's one of the things that I have a problem with people on both sides of the blogosphere. And I think when you get to a point where you're actually speaking with people, you find that you don't want to yell at people. You want to make your point, and it forces you to be a little bit more cogent, a little bit less demagogic, and I think that's another thing that Blog Talk Radio can help do. It's easy to be demagogic when you're writing, because you're not interacting with somebody when you're doing that.
Right. I mean, I think that the this polarized view is dilutes the conversation. It dilutes the argument. Because you look at these strategists and you say, well, they're just for the Democrats, or they're just for the Republicans. There is no debate over the issue. It's a remarkable thing.
Yes.
And someone like Tim Russert is sitting there, and you know, it's like playing ping pong. One guy hits the ball, another guy on the other side takes the ball, hits it back, hits it one way, hits it. It's not debate. They don't get into the. It's very frustrating, and I think that just goes to how much of the American public is this apathy. People are just tired of this. There's just, and nothing gets done either.
Very no, you know, and
it's done.
And I think that there might be real reasons why you don't do things. So if you're really opposed to them, but the issue is that you should be arguing based on facts. You should be arguing based on philosophy. You should be arguing based on, you know, overall point of view. But you shouldn't be arguing. You shouldn't be engaging in demagoguery. And there are areas where we can get things done. There are areas where we have some, you know, bases of broad agreement where we can actually get some things accomplished without offending anybody's sense of philosophy and of government and that sort of thing. And that's really what we elect politicians to do.
Right. But while with that thought, let me just bring Adam on for a few minutes before you leave, Ed.
Sure.
Adam, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Excellent.
Excellent.
Welcome to my show, and Ed's on. This is Adam Lambert. He's runs Heading Left for Blog Talk Radio, and do some other shows on Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to the show. And I want to just chat a little about your show and what's happening on the progressive side of Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, absolutely. We're very excited. Actually, I'm going to start with a couple of things. One is the fact that Heading Left, we've been working on it for a few weeks now, and it's pretty much, updated multiple times a week. We've added a number of progressive shows, you know, scouring the Blog Talk Radio lineup to see what's out there, reaching out to some of them on a state side, and then also just regular shows that are not state specific. But one of the things that actually we're very excited about, Ed and I have been working on trying to get Debate Central back up and running as far as having debates from the left and the right. And we've got our first one scheduled for this Saturday at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific.
Okay.
One person from the left, one person from the right, and Ed and I will be moderating. And that's something we're looking forward to really, kicking off. And you know, Ed and I will go on a few shows and talk about a number of different issues. And we're going to try and get a lot of participation from some of the folks, you know, that either are interested in Blog Talk Radio but probably not comfortable enough doing their own show and maybe drawing them in on that end, too.
So what's the agenda for that particular debate? Now, what you're talking about is a debate where, you know, blogger on the left or host on the right and versus a host on the left, we're going to be debating the issues.
Yeah, exactly. The gentleman on the left, his name is Jack Clark, and he hosts a show called Blast the Right. And the one on the right, I don't know her last name. Her name is Jen, and she's got a site called Screw Liberals.
Okay.
Yeah, it's remember that demagogic thing that we were talking about?
Oh, I love it.
This is so
interesting. This isn't just, you know, this is screw the liberals versus left or right.
This is going to be hardcore. I mean, when me and Ed are, you know, when you have Ed and I on, I think it's going to be a, you know, a high-level intellectual discussion about, you know, some of the issues and looking at the nuances of things here, even though we may be looking at things, you know, from a similar but different, you know, angle. We're not really sure what to expect with this one, and it's going to be a lot of fun, to be honest with you. I think we've got very lively personalities on
the side. I've spoken to Jen. I think she had a lot to say that I was broadcasting from the coast. Is that right, Ed? Was that
yes? Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yes, that's
I was called some nice choice names.
I'm sure. And yes. You know, and just to let you know, the guy who's on the left that's doing this has sent me numerous emails talking about how biased Blog Talk Radio is towards you know, promoting the right side of the lineup. And I said, look, you know, when we get the Democratic presidential contenders on there, then
certainly,
you know, we'll be worthy. But right now, I think John McCain and Fred Thompson and Newt Gingrich, I think they warrant, you know, pretty much a blanket mention all the time. So.
And you have my commitment, and Ed knows this too. I mean,
yes.
I am, and I'm personally going to start focusing on this more, and with you and with others, reaching out and giving this, you know, having this platform available for candidates on the right. I mean, on the left, I want to balance it out. There's no doubt. I mean, that's my objective. But when Newt Gingrich comes on, I mean, we certainly, it's a great show, and he's an engaging individual. You got to promote it.
Yeah, how could you not? You know,
exactly.
How can you not?
Exactly. So if that's the dare, well, I see you have another lady, Mary Scott O'Connor.
Mary Scott O'Connor, and she's the newest addition to, I guess, the entire you know, progressive Blog Talk Radio, or she may call herself liberal, not progressive. She's you know, very much on the left end of the spectrum,
right.
Sweet as can be, and she runs a website or a blogging community called My Left Wing. And I was, you know, fortunate enough, I was a front-page contributing editor for, you know, probably the last year and a half or so. And she's been on John Gibson's show, a radio show on Fox, a number of times. She was featured in the Washington Post probably about a year and a half ago. And, you know, I kind of gave her a little gentle nudging, and it really didn't take all that much for her to say, yes, I'm in. And her first show is today at 4 o'clock, you know, Eastern time, and it's a half hour. I think it's the My Left Wing radio show.
Great. We're looking forward to it.
She's a very dynamic personality. She's got a lot to say, and she, you know, she's very passionate as well. So
we have a call. Oh, we just had a call. So caller 516, I'm just about to pick up your line. If you'd like to call in, please do. 347-677-0649. Ed, I know you've got your show. If you like, you can bow out. And
yeah, I should probably take off. But, Alan, thanks for having me on the show today. And, Adam, it's great talking with you again. And looking forward to squaring off with you.
Yeah, absolutely, Ed. I'll be talking to you soon.
Sounds good, sir.
Thanks,
excellent.
Ed. I appreciate that. That was Ed Morrissey, you know, Blog Talk Radio's political director. He's doing a bang-up job. And his show is every day at Heading Right Radio, 3 p.m. Eastern. He's a great guy. Very, very happy to have Ed aboard.
And he's been great at helping us out, as you know, giving us pointers on, you know, just the, you know, the ins and outs of the Blog Talk Radio, you know, family.
Right.
You know, we have a number of shows that we do ourselves, and then, you know, we also try and corral others into, you know, doing shows on top of that. The ones that we generally do, we do two weekly shows. One is Monday night. Both of them are 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. The one on Monday is called Framework, and it's myself and another blogger who I've become pretty good friends with, and we basically talk about the framing behind certain issues, look at them from a progressive political standpoint, and it's about 20, 25 minutes just going through, you know, whatever the issue is of the day, whether it be talking about Iraq as an occupation versus, you know, a war, whether it's talking about health care in one way or another, and so on. And the other show that we do weekly is our Wednesday nights, and this is an hour-long call-in interactive with the new Blog Talk Radio format as well. And we call it Don't Hijack My Thread. And what that is we basically run down five or six topics of the week, and it's, you know, two or three of us, and we have other guest hosts and guest callers and people, you know, sending us instant messages as we go, and we just run down the issues. And that's a real loose and fun show, which we're, you know, very excited about. And the one other one I just wanted to mention is a show we have called On Topic. And what that is about a 40 to 60 minute discussion, in-depth discussion with a prominent blogger or journalist or a figure on a specific issue. And Mary Scott O'Connor actually was our first one that we had, and we've had Digby from Digby's blog on, and she talked about impeachment with us. We've got one coming up with George Lakoff and the folks at Rock Ridge Institute to talk about health care and children's health care and, you know, talk about the framing behind that. We've had some people on to talk about the health care issues in general. We had Mickey Kaus, actually, from Slate come on.
I recall that.
Yeah,
great interview.
That was a great one. We had a good time, and he wanted to come on. He wants to come on again. We talked about whether or not the surge was working, and we talked about centrists versus moderates, and that was a pretty lively discussion as well. And you know, we're hoping to get a lot more figures like that and really push the on topic, because it really lets you delve deep into things, and that, those are really the ones that are the most listened to and most downloaded as well.
Yeah, for sure. Oliver Stone we had on the network at one point, and he was a guest on someone's show, and we're talking about his directing and his movies. It was a fascinating interview, but he started getting into his political views, of course. He's liberal and progressive. I don't know which is the proper term these days, progressive or liberal.
I think it depends. You know, it's they're certainly too
Democratic.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I'm an independent. I'm not even a Democrat. I never was a Democrat. I was always an independent. But I think liberal, you know, on the end of the spectrum, you know, the left side of the spectrum, I think liberal is a little bit more to the left on certain types of things. Progressive is, you know, probably left center. And, you know, there's a lot of commonality. I think the fact is, you know, people thought, you know, progressive was now being used because liberal was demonized. And I just look at it as two different shades. You know, you can be conservative and you can be, you know, very conservative. And I think it's really a matter of that. But I would say Oliver Stone is probably, you know, far to the left on a number of issues. Although I did love JFK, that's for sure.
He is far to the left. I got a kick out of it. He was doing an interview, and the guy that interviewed him was the fellow by the name of Jason. And he does a show every week about Oscars, Oscar winners.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he's a young guy. He lives in L.A. And one day he sends us an email saying, you know, I just got Oliver Stone to come on to my show. You're kidding me. So Oliver Stone, about the 10-minute, if you listen to it, if you type in Oliver Stone into the Blog Talk Radio on the search, about 10 minutes in, you hear that he brings Oliver Stone in, and Oliver Stone has this very low voice and says, "Hi, how are you? It's Oliver Stone." And it was the coolest thing. And he said, "Oh, hi, Mr. Stone," and, you know, "Hi, Director Stone." It was very interesting. You really could get anybody to come on to the network. I think, you know, with heading left and what we're going to do in the political area, and I really do mean that we want to focus on building it. We need to balance the political dialogue on the network. I don't want to have one side dominate. And so, you know, we've spoken about that, and we'll promote whenever we have an opportunity to do so. So we look forward to doing more and more of these things.
Yeah, and we do as well. I think, you know, the things that we want to do is, one, we want to get more people on. We're looking to build a 50-state, you know, radio network, and we'd like to have at least most of the states. There's probably about 6 or 7 that are regular shows now, and we'd like to have more of them on a regular basis to feature. And then really to see, you know, who's out there that are putting on good shows and really promote them hard. And then just draw in others. You know, there's a lot of people out there that really have a lot to say and a lot of good stuff to say. And I think the Debate Central is also a good way to, you know, have people get their feet wet. And, you know, they may get the taste for it and then decide, you know what, this is something I really like. So I'm going to maybe do my own show.
Yeah, definitely. Well, the debate is good, and I don't know if we can possibly top the upcoming debate, which is on Saturday night. This coming Saturday night on blogtalkradio.com, it's under the Debate Central name, and it's Screw the Liberals, which is run by Jen, against the, what is it, Blast the Right?
Blast the Right, run by Jack Clark. there'll be fireworks, that's for sure. We've already had a couple of spirited email exchanges, so it's going to be a good time.
Right, so, you know, you'll post it on you'll post it where you post. Ed will post on the right.
Yep.
Jen, I mean, you know, that's the power of this. You get people posting on all different places, and I think people are going to be interested to hear this content. you know?
Oh, yeah, and I think people are going to hear it, and people on both sides are going to say, you know what, I can debate. I can do this, and,
right.
You know, why not? And I think that's the beauty of Blog Talk Radio in that, you know, when you're typing things, you type it, it's kind of impersonal, but then, you know, that's it. But when you get to go back and forth and talk to people about these issues that you're writing so much about, I think it adds, you know, just a huge element to it.
Right. Well, Adam, that's about all I have for today. So thank you for taking the time out of your day to join me.
Thanks for inviting me, Alan, and I'll speak to you soon.
My pleasure. That was Adam Lambert. He is he runs Heading Left for us on Blog Talk Radio. Very excited that Adam has joined this movement, and his task at hand is to balance things out. So I know he will. And again, I want to thank Ed for joining us today as well. This is Blog Talk Radio. Alan Levy. Have a good day. Thank you.